Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. Chapter 52. Life isn't a competitive game. Each human being is unique and one of a kind. We each have a unique purpose in life. We each have our own unique ability to connect with our Creator. We each have our own strengths and weaknesses, virtues and faults. We're not meant to be an exact clone of anyone else. Therefore, life isn't a competitive game. We each are meant to serve the Almighty with our unique character, temperament, and personality based on our unique life situations and circumstances in the past and present. What should someone do if he has been caught up in the competitive trap? What should he do if he feels bad about himself because he is not ahead in his subjective competitive race? Should allow his thoughts to free him. Your thoughts create that competitive attitude. Therefore, your thoughts can free you. Your thoughts can create more happiness and joy each and every day. Your thoughts can enable you to appreciate your divinely given value and worth. Your thoughts can allow you to experience joy for the good that you do. The Almighty wants you to do good in this world. Nowhere in the Torah does it praise competition. In fact, in the portion of Bereishis, we read how a competitive attitude caused the first murder in the world. Cain killed his younger brother Abel because he wanted to be the Almighty's favorite. Imagine what would have happened if Cain would have said, "I'm happy for my younger brother's spiritual success. I too wish to be better than I am now, so I will learn from my brother to improve in my own unique way." The Torah ideal is to have avas chesed, love for kindness. It doesn't say that you have to do more kindness than anyone else. The Torah ideal is to study Torah with your own mind and your own intellectual strengths and challenges. Each time you pray, you have your unique connection with the Almighty. You continue to build your unique relationship with your Creator. Your life is for you to build your unique character traits. Your mission in life is to handle your unique life challenges and tests. Some people would feel basically positive about themselves, but other people get in the way. Not the actual people, but the thoughts that they have about that other people. Other people are smarter than I am. Other people are better off than I am. Other people do more good than I do. Other people are more talented and skilled than I am. Other people are happier than I am. Other people are just plain better than I am. Some people have these thoughts running through their minds in the negative. I'm not as smart as other people. I am worse off than other people. I do less good than others, and I also do more bad than others. I'm less talented and skilled than others. I'm not as happy as others. I'm just plain worse than others. Life isn't a competitive game. If it were, then only a few outstanding individuals could feel good about themselves, and everyone else would be full of anxiety and unhappiness. In a competitive game, there is one winner, and everyone else is a loser. Take, for example, a lottery with one great big prize and millions of people who buy tickets. One person or group of people is the big winner and everyone else is a loser. There is one success and many failures. That is not the Torah ideal of life. The Torah in Dvarim 26:11 tells us to rejoice with all the good that the Almighty has given us. When your mind is full of rejoicing for all the good in your own life, it won't let you think of or feel bad about what anyone else has. If you aren't yet as happy and joyful as you could be, the only way to become happier and more joyful is to think the thoughts that will increase your appreciation and gratitude. It's not what anyone else has or has done that prevents you from being happy. Your present thoughts create your feelings and emotions. Make it a priority to upgrade your own thoughts, and you will upgrade your life. Let your mind be so full of gratitude and appreciation that there's no room for thoughts that make you feel bad because of envy of someone else.